We can hear you.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yep. Hi, guys. You're listening to So Fresh, So Fine
with C139. And you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFL Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
How are you guys doing tonight?
We didn't plan anything. We did not write a hype post. My headphones are kind of messed up right now.
So
we'll
are
fix
mine.
That. Mine's only working on one side.
Mine's like barely working at all. So
okay, well, do you want the volume up?
Yeah,
hello,
that's good.
Hello,
yeah,
testing. Okay.
So we're just gonna like have a casual night in.
Yeah, we're just gonna kind of speak our thoughts.
It's like a Netflix and chill kind of night.
Yeah.
Just, like no plans, just yeah, hanging out.
Just chilling.
And it might turn into something.
Chill vibes only.
Chill vibes. That's what you get. I hope you enjoyed the pop version of
Can't Help Falling in Love with You. You know, I found that when I was listening to the Lilo and Stitch soundtrack,
While I was listening to that soundtrack.
Yeah, you're right. That's exactly
what
happened.
Which is what I was listening to.
Which was what I was listening to.
Yes.
So we had I had a pretty busy week.
Yeah, I had a pretty busy weekend. And that was
yes.
About it.
Yeah. So if you don't follow us on
social media, it was Emily's birthday.
It was my birthday, and Gigi scored the only goal in their NESCAC NCAA. I don't know what sports are.
NCAA
Elite Eight, so the quarterfinal game.
Yeah.
It was lit. Yeah, so that's kind of what's going on in our lives. Let's play a song and then think about what we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
What do you want to listen to?
Can we have some Justin Bieber?
Yes. Oh, I have the perfect song. Anything it will get... Okay, I'm going to stop talking.
Okay.
So this is a song that Kanye West really likes, so everyone else
should like it. Yeah.
Hit the track.
Make up your heart. Don't know if you're happy or complaining. Don't want for us to win. Where do I start? First you wanna go to the left, then you wanna turn right. Wanna argue all day, making love all night. First you're up, then you're down, and in between. Oh, I really wanna know, what do you mean? Oh, when you nod your head yes, but you Said you're running out of time. What do you mean? Oh, 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 what do you mean? Better make up your mind. What do you mean? Y'all fall protective when I'm leaving. Trying to compromise, but I can't win. You wanna make a point, but you keep preaching. You had me from the start, won't let this end. First you wanna go to the left, then you wanna turn right. Wanna argue all day, make love all night. First you're up, then you're down, and in between. Oh, I really wanna know, what do you mean? You're running out of time. What do you mean?
Oh, baby.
Oh, 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 what do you mean? Better make up your mind. What do you mean?
Wow, we're back already so soon. We didn't talk about what we wanted to talk about.
Yeah, Emily, the song was ending, and then she turns to me and she's like, "What do you want to talk about?" And I just looked at her, and she's like, "I said, what did you want to talk about?" I was like, "Yeah, I don't know."
Also, I didn't do the Spinatron for that, so let me just do that quickly.
Oh, of course. So, I think we should address the fact that last episode we played the Trump board game.
Yeah.
And we're all like, LOL. Trump's not gonna win.
It's not funny now.
it's not funny now. But I would just like to say that our prediction was wrong.
We were terribly
and
wrong.
And you can never be sure that something's gonna happen, because you never know.
The future is unpredictable.
I think we all learned a little lesson. You know?
I was really excited to like go around on the weekend and like throw around the Trump money, but then I realized that wouldn't
people
be funny.
Here, people here would actually cry.
Yeah.
People like had to leave class to cry. Teachers canceled class.
It was a really big deal on campus. Everyone was really upset and it's very weird.
Yeah.
Along with the like whole frat.
Oh, yeah.
Article that...
Tensions are high at
Tufts. Tensions are high.
Personally, I'm fine.
But I'm, like, medium.
My tensions are
I'm high. Medium to low.
Medium to low. Probably about as low.
The only reason I'm medium is because of the frat thing, and I'm in a frat, so...
Yeah, I can see that.
And that doesn't really affect you?
It does not affect me.
Because even though the frats canceled everything, the sororities can still throw parties.
Well, we can't throw parties.
Well, but they still have events.
You understand the idea.
Yeah. Well, it's so that's happening in our lives. So we still don't have an idea to talk about.
I would like to bring up the fact that I know people... The Fluffernutter sandwich, which is marshmallow fluff...
And peanut butter. Mm-hmm.
That's a lot.
It is a lot.
A peanut butter sandwich... A PB&J is sticky, but it's okay because the jelly helps wash the peanut butter down, along with, like, some water, a glass of milk or something.
Right.
But... The marshmallow fluff only adds to the stickiness of peanut butter.
Yeah, and, well, because, like, jelly is normally sticky.
No, it's sticky, but it's liquidy. It's not
It's like, water-soluble, and...
Yeah, it's not the same.
It's not the same amount. It's like...
like, it doesn't stick to your mouth.
Right.
You know?
Right.
It, like, will leave a sticky residue because of the sugar, but in your mouth, it's all good. Because
right.
your mouth is wet.
Right. But, correct.
but. And then there's some people that also sauce some peanut butter, marshmallow fluff, and Nutella in a quesadilla.
What we're talking about...
and that's just like the three stickiest things in the world in your mouth.
We're talking about zertninis right now.
Zertninis.
This was a term we made last year when we were in DeWick making... I made a 5-course meal out of paninis, of course, finishing with the zertnini.
Yeah.
Zert coming from dessert, if you didn't already understand that.
Spelled with two S's, because you're always
wanting more.
Yeah, so not desert.
You'd want less dessert.
More dessert.
More dessert.
The other day, or the other week,
mm-hmm.
We were at a away game, and we were at this restaurant. And it was time to order dessert. And the girls were like, oh, let's try a little bit of everything. This is like little Reese's peanut butter cheesecake. We'll try one of that. And we'll try that chocolate mousse. But I see on the thing, there's this thing called chocolate decadence.
Oh.
And I was like, guys, we can order three things. Why would we want to split it up when we know that the chocolate decadence is going to be amazing? It was basically like a molten chocolate cake with like this chocolate layer on top that was just like a 2-inch layer of warm brownie batter.
Oh, wow.
And then, so like, but I didn't know that, but I just looked at the description and the name, chocolate decadence.
She had a gut feeling.
I had a gut feeling, and this was the proudest moment of me being a leader in my life.
Mm-hmm. Gigi is a leader, if you didn't know.
I am. Not usually, but this is one
this
moment.
Is, she's a leader in food preference.
Yes. And so we had three different tables of field hockey teams, each of the field hockey team. And each table got three desserts. And the desserts come out. Table to the left, they got three different desserts. I think they went strawberry cheesecake, the mousse, and then some, peanut butter cheesecake. It was some, peanut butter dish.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other people did that, except they got a cannoli. They got one chocolate decadence and the peanut butter thing. No, everyone got one chocolate decadence, and they just got two other things that weren't else chocolate decadence because they wanted a sampling.
Right, of
which
course.
Is natural. You always want a little more. But then they pull out three chocolate decadence, and then the other tables are like, why didn't we do that? Because they all got one spoonful of chocolate decadence, but we all got our own chocolate decadence.
Right.
And moral of the story,
she was a happy lady.
Go chocolate decadence.
Go, always go chocolate decadence.
Yeah. You don't need a little bit of everything in your dessert nini. Sometimes you just need a little Nutella.
Right. Why can't you make just a Nutella sandwich and panini it? Why don't you just do that? Why do you have to mix all the flavors? Why can't you just cherish each flavor on its own?
Make it feel special.
Right.
It doesn't want
to treat it right.
It doesn't want to just be on your list of things, Ian. It wants to be hey, I had a Nutella sandwich. Not there was some Nutella in that sandwich.
Right. We need to treat all of these different condiments. Are they condiments? Spreads?
Spreads. I feel
fillings? No.
We'll get back to you. We'll have a whole episode dedicated to that.
Treat all of these existences. No.
Food
spreads.
Food spreads.
Of salty and sweet options. We need to treat them better.
I would say they're sweet.
Sweet, yeah. We need to treat these sweet food spreads better.
Better.
And on that note, let's play Treat You Better by Shawn Mendes.
I won't lie to you. I know he's just not right for you. And you could tell me if I'm off, but I see it on your face when you say that he's the one that you want. And you're spending all your time in this wrong situation, and anytime you want it to stop,
I know I can treat you better than he can. And any girl like you deserves a gentleman. Tell me, why are we wasting time on all your wasted crime when you should be with me instead? I know I can treat you better, better than he can.
I'll stop time for you second you say you'd like me to. I just wanna give you the loving that you're missing, baby, just to wake up with you will be everything I need, and this could be so different. Tell me what you want to do,
'cause I know I can treat you better than he can. And any girl like you deserves a gentleman.
I really didn't know when that song was going to end. I don't really listen to that song, so...
Neither do I.
A little abrupt.
Here's some other thoughts on what I've been thinking.
Okay.
Oh, no, I just forgot.
Okay.
What are some thoughts on what you've been thinking?
Ow. Well, right now I'm thinking about how cozy my sweatpants are. Gigi gave me a pair of TUFH sweatpants for my birthday.
Sweatpants are so nice.
They're so nice.
Quick question to the fans out there. Feel free to call in.
Let's see how many fans we got. We did not post a hype post, so we just have no idea how many fans we're going to have. Six listeners.
Six listeners.
You know, I bet if we had a hype post, we'd have, like, eight.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. But I like to wear my sweatpants, like, high up.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
this is, around... This is one of the key differences between me and Gigi. Like, this is the defier, defining aspect.
I like to wear my sweatpants up, like, so that the waist thing is, like, just around belly button height. Sometimes a little above, sometimes a little below. But definitely some high-waisted sweatpants.
She likes her sweatpants high-waisted. I prefer low-waisted sweatpants.
Low-rise.
Low-rise sweats rolled at the top. So you get the... Because the thing is, if you don't roll them, the crotch, it's going to be too low. And it just... You'll either end up or chafing you, or see, it's yeah, just not
why,
ideal.
That's why I pick it
that's
up.
Why
so
she,
the crotch...
Right, so the main difference is...
You can either pick them up or you can
roll them. I choose to roll them.
I choose to pick them up. What do you do, guys?
What do you, as listeners?
Oh, we got a caller. Bring, ring, ring. Joe Biden?
Is that you?
Yeah. High rise. Nice.
Brock, is that you? Low rise? Yeah, same. Oh, okay. That's relatable.
Trump? Oh, too soon.
Too soon.
We're not like those other girls. We don't get too political. All in good fun, people. All in good fun.
I didn't post on Facebook this week, did you?
Like about the election?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I like threw some people's posts some likes.
Yeah, I tossed out some likes, but I did not post anything myself.
I threw out a love. You know?
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah. So, also, the one thing about that is that even though people posted some stuff, it's like some people just posted some nice like reminders. It's like, hey, everything's going to be okay in the end. And I was right. Like, that's so true.
That's so true.
But even as the night changes, things will go on, things will move forward, and everything will be fine.
Wow, it's like you planned that transition. Here is Night Changes by One Direction.
Hit the track.
Going out tonight changes into something red. Her mother doesn't like that kind of dress. Everything she never had, she's showing off. Driving too fast, moon is breaking through her hair. She's heading for something that she won't forget. Having no regrets is all that she really wants. Had a cigarette, heart is beating loud, and she doesn't want it to stop. Moving too fast, moon is lighting up her skin. She's falling, doesn't even know it yet. Having no regrets, it's all that she really wants. Dress reminds her of the missing piece of innocence she loves. Even
Wow, we're already back. Still did not plan anything.
And, no, we did plan. We have a PSA.
We have a PSA.
Okay.
Whoa.
We got a good one for all our mountaineers out there. When visiting a national forest, seeing a black bear can be a thrill. But if the bear rips through your tent for a granola bar, a carefree camping trip can turn deadly.
Whoa.
You can turn your part to reduce black bear encounters by storing trash food and scented products such as toothpaste in a bear-proof container, your car's trunk, or high in a tree. Learn more at fs.usda.gov/NFSNC. This message is a public service of the U.S. Forest Service and this radio station. WMFO, we care about bears. And you.
And you. Wow.
That reminds me of that SpongeBob episode.
Oh, you have to draw the circle of what's it called? Sea bear.
And then you have to wear, like, your sea bear protecting underwear.
Yep. And you just sing the campfire song.
C-A-M-P-F-I-R-E-S-O-N-G song. And if you don't think that we could sing it faster, then you're wrong with it. It'll help if you just sing along. Bum, bum, bum.
C-A-M-P-F-I-R-E-S-O-N-G song. C-A-M-P-F-I-R-E-S-O-N-G song.
And if you don't think that we can sing it faster, then you're wrong with it. It'll help if you just sing along. Bum, bum, bum.
C-A-M-P-F-I-R-E-S-O-N-G song. C-A-M-P-F-I-R-E-S-O-N-G song. Wow!
Who did that?
That wasn't us.
Wow. As you can tell, we are tired and have not planned anything.
Yeah.
But on the bright side, I look like a hobo.
Yeah?
Yeah. Look at my outfit right now.
I like the socks. She's wearing the socks that she got from her big who left her.
I love my big.
Oh, we have an... upcoming radio show idea.
We love our bigs part two.
Because we both changed our bigs. I yet to have my big, but once we get your big, we can talk about our bigs. How's your big?
Great.
I don't even know the name of her big now.
Lauren, my big is in a different country right now. I don't even know which country though, because she like
posts a bunch. Yeah,
she's hopping.
She's country hopping.
As am I. I country hop.
Casually.
Frequently. I'm a cultured lady. Pinkies up.
Yes. We could also do another tub video, I guess.
I haven't shaved my legs in a while. Look how hairy they are.
Oh, I haven't shaved in 2 weeks. That's pretty good. No shave November, am I right? You know, I am really loving No Shave November for the boys that cannot grow facial hair. Yeah. It is funny.
So funny.
Our friend Chris.
Chris.
Simotis.
Oh, okay.
Cannot grow a mustache. But he's still growing one. And it's silly.
I'm a big fan. I love a nice bearded guy.
You love Val?
Yeah.
Perfect. It's really important to me that you approve of my parents.
Oh, of course. I only approve of your parents.
Because if you didn't approve of my parents, I'd probably unadopt or...
Yep. What?
Give up custody. I don't know.
You give up custody of your parents because you own them?
Because you told me to.
Why'd you do it? Because Gigi said so. Gigi said so.
I also forgot that I am technically a legal adult.
We have been, yes.
But emotionally, I'm not an adult.
Emotionally, we are 3-year-olds.
I'd give myself a solid 7-year-old.
Newborn fetus is what I am.
Still in the womb.
I am so dependent on my family.
Yes.
And their money. I love
the money.
I love you, Mom and Dad. Please send money. If you are listening, please send cash.
Hi, Mr. and Mrs. Tutoni.
Winter's coming.
Winter is coming.
We need to buy provisions.
We should get let's talk about our favorite types of outerwear.
Oh, I love my mom jacket.
We love our mom jackets.
I got pooped on so much in high school for wearing my mom jacket. And they're like, why do you have that? And I was like, just wait until we get to college. And then Look, now everyone has a mom jacket.
For those of the listeners that do not know what a mom jacket is, it's a knee-length jacket. It's a puffer.
You'd be surprised how much heat you lose from your hips to your knees. So much. Because when you're not wearing that, you're freezing.
When
your hips to your knees are covered,
you're cruising.
You're toasty.
You are cruising. Additionally, a mom jacket does not have a belt around the belt, your waist area. So you look like a giant marshmallow.
Yeah. And I'm a fan of it.
I like it.
I'm like, my mom jacket is black, so I literally just look like a burnt marshmallow.
Mine's a nice dark purple.
So like one of those fancy glazed
marshmallows. Yes. What else? We like our vests.
I love scarves.
Ooh, Gigi is a big scarf girl. Sorry.
I get it from Vitamin G. I get it from my mother.
Yes. Yes.
Gina loves a good scarf.
I like a good functional scarf. I'm not really a...
decorative scarf?
I used to be a strong decorative scarf girl.
Really?
But I am no longer.
When did that change?
College.
College, fascinating.
What
else do I love? Oh, I love my Sorels.
Oh, yes.
Just like a nice... warm boots.
That's not technically outerwear, but we can move on to shoes.
No, just like winter clothing.
Winter clothing. I'm a big fan of my bean boots. I too have Sorels, yeah. But my Sorels are very large, so for day to day, I prefer bean boots.
Yeah, I'm not gonna wear them, but like I like when it snows and you're like, you get to bring them out.
Yeah.
And I love earmuffs. I love earmuffs. And I like headphones now, like the DJ headphones and Beats, because they also function as earmuffs.
Yes.
We should play a song.
In honor of bringing our winter clothing out, let's play Bring 'Em Out by T.I.
Okay.
Woo! Bring 'em out, bring 'em out, bring 'em out, bring 'em out. It's hard to yell when the bat rails in your mouth.
Come on.
Bring 'em out, bring 'em out.
Hey.
Bring 'em out, bring 'em out. Bring 'em out, bring 'em out.
Hey.
Bring 'em out, bring 'em out. Bring 'em out, bring 'em out.
VIP coming live from the VIP. Heard the nightlife, lost life, where that mean? Most feds in the state wanna see by me. The whole city got pissed, heard he got three. That other nigga got a hip and shouted, he not out. Who set the city on fire soon as he got free? The king back now, hold on, he know how to act now. Hit the club, strippers getting naked before I sat down. Still ballin', money stacked tall in the shack now. Still push a button and let the roof on the lack down. I'm on the road doing shows, put my Mac down. Mississippi to Philly, Albuquerque to Chat Town. I got the crowd yelling,
bring 'em out, bring 'em out.
All my hot girls yelling,
bring 'em out, bring 'em out.
All the dope boys yelling,
bring 'em out, bring 'em out.
Front to back, they yelling,
bring 'em out, bring 'em out.
With other rap nigga hooded in this, I got rich and I'm still on some hooligan shit. You be rapping by a blow, I was moving the shit. Talk about shooting out, now we're doing the shit. If I hit you in the face, you gon' be suing the shit. And if I catch another case, I know it truly be missed. So I'ma keep a cool head, stay out of the news headlines, and show these other rappers it's bedtime. It's clear to see that I'm ahead of my time. I cop a grown down, hard talk career with a shine. I got some time, they ain't shit, cause I get better with time. Who got a flow and a live show better than mine? I got a packed house yelling.
Bring 'em out, bring 'em out.
All my hot girls yelling,
bring 'em out, bring 'em out.
All the dope boys yelling,
bring 'em out, bring 'em out.
Front to back, they yelling,
bring 'em out, bring 'em out.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. You wanna beef with the king, what is you gon' do? When you show up on the scene, one or two guns drew on you and your friend and play a little 2-on-2. If you do half of what I do, you'll be hitting the deck. I got a tool and a vest, I can get some respect. I'ma make it hard for a sucker nigga to flex. Show him this ain't the squad for a nigga to test. Pimp my nuts too large and we way too fresh. Work well with 9s, 8Ks, and texts. You're quick to check a lane like a game of chess. You wanna beef, nigga, bring your best. Cause we'll be standing in your front yard yelling,
bring 'em out, bring 'em out.
All my hot girls yelling,
bring 'em out, bring 'em out.
All the dope boys yelling,
bring 'em out, bring 'em out.
Front to back, they yelling,
bring 'em out, bring 'em out.
Front yard yelling,
bring 'em out, bring 'em out.
All my hot girls yelling.
yelling.
Bring them out, bring them out.
All the dope boys yelling.
Bring them out, bring them out.
Front to back game yelling.
Bring them out, bring them out.
Oh!
Crazy.
That was crazy.
I'm hyped now. Wow, we went.
We brought him out.
We definitely did. Let's have a moment of silence.
Okay.
Starting now. Emily. Show some respect. There's no respect.
No respect.
So what should we talk about now?
Let's talk about musicals. What's your favorite musical?
I really like Rent a lot.
I like Chicago.
Yeah.
I really like Chicago.
Chicago's a good one.
I really like Guys and Dolls.
Guys and Dolls? Ugh. Good one. Wicked. Everyone loves Wicked.
I've never seen Wicked.
Never seen Wicked?
No, I don't get the references.
I love Wicked. Oh my god, you would love it. It's about two. It's so. To all of you who haven't seen Wicked and Emily, Wicked is Glinda the Good Witch and Elphaba, like the Wicked Witch of the West. But like, plot twist. They were roommates in college.
No, they weren't.
Yeah, they were. That's the whole plot of the thing.
No, they weren't.
It's like they were in college together.
No, witches don't go to college.
Yeah, they do.
I don't believe you.
It's true. And they go to college in the Emerald City. And,
you're lying to me. This is not what the plot is.
Yeah, they... No, they're roommates in college at...
I don't believe
Dear
you.
Old Shiz... the name of the university. It was like Old Shiz University or something like that. And it's like one of the songs is Dear Old Shiz. And it's like the alma mater. And it's really funny.
I just don't believe you.
No,
that they're roommates.
It's true.
And that then, can't be. I thought they were sisters.
No, they were roommates. The girl, do you know the witch that gets the Dorothy's house dropped on?
Yeah, the Wicked Witch of the West.
That's her. No, the Wicked. That was the Wicked Witch of the East or something or something. That was Elphaba's sister, but she wasn't a witch. She was in a wheelchair, and
Dorothy
killed her, the Wicked Witch of the West, handicapped sister, and that's why the Wicked Witch of the West was trying to get her because she had her sister's ruby slippers and it was the only thing she had left of her sister. And
wait, that's sad.
I know. No, see, here's the thing. The Wicked Witch of the West was the good guy all along. You, like, get that. And the Glinda the Good Witch was, like, a total, like, she was, like, the blonde roommate. And it's super interesting.
Maybe I should watch it.
And it goes to the origins of the witch hat and stuff like that. It was just an ugly hat that Galinda's aunt sent her and gave it to Elphaba. And she was like, okay, I'll wear this. Because she was so socially inept, you know? Definitely. You can't give it a watch. Yeah, there's, you could definitely bootleg some YouTube thing if you can watch Hamilton.
Is there a movie? Oh,
no. Like, I saw it on Broadway.
Oh.
But there is, like, a movie coming out in, like, 2017, I think.
Oh, lit.
But I, like, saw it, like, it came out a while ago, like, in fourth grade. But Hamilton.
We should do, great. One of our episodes should be us explaining movie plots.
I would love that. Let's see that. After I just slayed the plot of Wicked. It's coming back to Broadway now.
In other news, people are getting sick now. It's flu season. Did you get your flu shot?
No, I have not. Because the day they were giving out flu shots, I was feeling sick. And I could, you shouldn't get a flu shot when you're not feeling
well. Oh, right, because it does infect you a little bit.
But I still need to get a flu shot. And I'm feeling great, knock on wood, now, so I should probably go. I'm not doing anything tomorrow. I should probably get a flu shot.
Yeah. Let's play some songs. What do you want to hear?
Give me a little Hannah Montana, some later Hannah Montana. Could it be He Could Be the One? Can we do that one?
That is the top choice. Hit the track. I just really don't know when these songs are going to end. I'm just scrolling through Joe Biden memes right now.
People love a good Joe Biden meme.
Joe Biden is,
I would marry Joe Biden right now. Did you see that picture of young Joe Biden? He is so hot.
No, I didn't.
I'm going to find it.
I'll look it up.
You can look it up.
Have you ever seen Young Stalin?
No. Oh,
I've showed you.
Oh, yes, I have seen Young Stalin.
Young Stalin is a great looking man, which is terrible. Because he was such a terrible person.
Since we just listened to the song, He Could Be the One, let's talk about people who could be the one.
Let's think.
Brian Haneke. You could be the one.
Drew Bartomeu.
Abeta Marco. You're Italian. Really, come on.
Well, here's the thing. You have Izzy Del Prior. It's like, the should be Izzy Del Priore. You never know.
Abeta Marco. Drew Bartomeu is 100% the one.
Young Joe Biden?
He's a hottie.
He is the one. He's such a cutie.
Let's talk about other people who could be the one.
Not a lot of people out there.
John Krasinski.
Who's that?
Who plays Jim Halpert.
Yeah, no, he is 100%... What is it? Chris Evans and... what's his name? He's married to Blake Lively.
Lively? Ryan Reynolds.
I'm done speaking for the night. Ryan Reynolds is the one. I want to marry him.
Yeah, he's also really funny.
He's very funny. So yes. Kind. So caring. Yeah?
Yeah.
New sense of humor. Hear that, guys? Girls looking for a sense of humor. And you gotta be good looking.
You gotta be literally all you need, man, sense of humor, good looks.
You don't pick up a gal like me or M without a sense of humor and some good looks, you know?
That's literally our only requirements.
Honestly, you don't even need that.
Yeah, just like any guy.
Definitely male. Preferred.
Preferred male.
So far, me and Emily are settling for each other.
Well, yeah. It's true.
It's true. But, male with two eyes.
Preferably.
Preferably two eyes. Just...
Let's not be ableist right now.
Yeah, you don't even have to have all of your limbs. Just be able...
Just be emotionally there for me. Yeah. Just... You know what you need? You need a spooner. You need a spooner.
A spooner? You need someone you can spoon with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who does both big and little spoon.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I'm definitely a big spoon.
I love being
But other spoon. Times, I really like being little spooned.
Yeah.
You gotta have them all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was beautiful. We bumped up to 7 listeners.
It's never been more lit. Thank you for listening to our conversation on spooning.
Colin,
do you like being big or little spoon? There is no medium spoon.
There is a medium spoon.
But you need three people.
You need three people.
And see, then I have...
to get weird. Because then being...
Once you're medium spoon, it's just really hot. It's a lot of heat.
Also, when you're big spoon with a three-person spoon... It sucks.
You really feel left
out. No one wants to be the big spoon.
No one wants...
Like, being the big spoon and a two-person spoon, it's, like, so much different.
It's so much more intimate. Like, you... Because if you're the big spoon on the three-person spoon, you're just third wheeling at that point.
Yeah. It's just...
Yeah.
It's brutal. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's a time and place for it. But it's just...
a good friendship spoon.
Yeah.
But
it can get a little sad if it's I'm so tired. If it's not done right. Let's play a song.
I was gonna say I also like a guy who dresses well, but
nah. I prefer men that walk around in burlap sacks.
Oh. Or like one hoodie.
One hoodie.
The same hoodie.
Loomis Chafee baseball hoodie.
Subtweet.
I hope you're listening.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he? Del Prior?
My mom says I sound exhausted and I should get to bed ASAP.
Hi, Mrs. Dujani.
Hi, Mom. I mean, I am really tired. I'm gonna.
What song
right
do we
want
to listen
this.
To? Let's listen to White Flag.
Yeah. I'll actually fall asleep again.
So here's a song. It's really emotional. Yeah. It has kind of a slow start. Do we want to get to the meat of it?
Yeah.
Okay. We're gonna skip around a little, folks. I think this is a good point. All right, we'll hit the track.
I know you think that I shouldn't still love you. I'll tell you that. But if I didn't say it, well, I'd still have felt it. Where's the sense in that? I promise I'm not trying to make your life harder. I'll return to where we were. But I will.
Welcome back.
Hi, guys.
To our show. We have people in the studio now that are going to replace us. We got Avi and Gabe. They're here.
Hey.
Welcome.
They say
We were just talking about... We were talking about memes before. We were talking about Joe Biden memes.
Oh.
Because I love a good Joe Biden meme.
And what a stunner he was when he was younger.
Yes, we were talking about hot Joe Biden.
He was...
Yeah,
okay, 1 second.
The caption I saw was, I would text young Joe Biden.
Yes, yeah. It's so funny. Also, so hot.
Yeah. Oh, whoa.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Once he got in that bag.
Groceries in quotations. Yeah, so we talk about memes. What's your favorite type of meme?
My favorite meme Instagram is the garlic bread memes one.
Interesting.
It's just all memes about garlic bread.
I love it. I need to look into that.
Oh, I could go for some garlic bread espresso.
I had the best garlic bread the other night. Someone made it in ATO, and I was dying.
Gigi, what if you call in an order, and then whoever's show it is, when it gets here, gets to eat it?
So it would be your show.
Your show.
You guys still got...
we got two whole minutes. They can do it.
Espressos.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of espressos.
But we love a good espresso. I went to espressos on Friday.
I'm like, I don't need it. Okay, good. Good. I don't really want to. I would like to be down.
Let's do a song to close out. Or thanks for listening to So Fresh, So Fine with C139. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts. Oh, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
What do you want? Natasha Bedingfield on the way
yes.
out.
Yes. Which?
Let's do Unwritten.
Yeah, that's a good one. Or Puck Full Sunshine.
I feel like that's a little too upbeat for
These Words.
These Words. Yeah, that's a good mix.
All right, hit the track. I didn't know it started like this.
These words are my own. Threw some chords together. The combination D-E-F is who I am, is what I do. And I was gonna lay it down for you. I tried to focus my attention, but I feel so ADD. I need some help, some inspiration. But it's not coming easily.